we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. kind of got me mid-swallow there, but thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and it's our privilege to come to you here at this time, Monday through Friday. Thank you to WMIE for allowing us the privilege of bringing the Word of God to Brevard County, to South Florida, Central Florida, along the coast, and all the way into the islands. So thank you for tuning in and allowing us to be part of your day. There are a lot of Christmas activities coming up, and I haven't taken a whole lot of time to mention activities that are going on at the church. I do want to let you know that we are having a Christmas Eve service. If you want to plan on being there for that, it is from 6 to 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. It's something we have done for a long, long time and will continue to do. And we'd like to invite you to come and be a part of that. Our women have a Women of Worth Christmas potluck. That's going to be Monday night. Now, that's going to be at our worship leader's house. And so it's an announcement probably that only people who attend Merritt Assembly of God will really benefit from. Next Wednesday, so 6 days from tonight or today, our kids are going to be having a crafty Christmas party with hot chocolate cookies and lots of fun. And so lots of exciting things that are going on, and we want you to be a part. You can also check out our website, merrittassembly.com. There's a calendar of events that shows up there that will show you a number of the activities that we have coming. We will be having Christmas Sunday service at 11 a.m. on Christmas Sunday, and we want to make sure that we remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, and come and be a part of what God is doing. We are so thankful for what God has done at Merritt Assembly of God this last year. It has been a really wonderful year. We're thankful for His protection. We're thankful that the storm did not devastate the way that it did. We're thankful for our staff that has come and joined us this year. We're thankful for the new families that have become part of Merritt Assembly of God this year, and for the growth that has taken place. It's been a really, really wonderful year, and we say to God be the glory. So we're going to take you back to Isaiah chapter 52 today. I want you to know what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about Jesus. I'm going to talk about Jesus. And when I get done talking about Him, if you still do not appreciate the work that He has done for you and for me, and deem Him worthy of lifestyle change, of deeming Him worthy of following the plan, His plans for your life, then, you know, I don't know that I'm ever going to convince you. So let me begin reading in verse number 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. Servant there is capitalized. It's a messianic reference to Jesus Christ. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them, they shall see. And what they had not heard, they shall consider. Chapter 53, verse number 1. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That was Isaiah chapter 53. Jesus went through a lot for you and for me. In fact, I would say that as graphic a picture as that paints, it was still probably more intense than what we can comprehend. So let's look at this. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. If you were to look at your life today, would you say that you are operating with wisdom, or are you operating from a lower standard, from a different standard? You see, I can look at myself and in some areas of my life, I'm operating at wisdom, and some I need to refine. A verse that rocked my world is where it says in the scriptures that wisdom is proved right by all her actions. And so I do not necessarily understand wisdom from a results mindset or from an ideological mindset as much as I do a results mindset. What do my actions demonstrate? Do they demonstrate wisdom? Wouldn't it be great if our politicians decided to look at it from an end result instead of a philosophical result? You see, in politics, oftentimes an idea is not based upon the merit of the idea, but upon whether or not it is your party's initial that is in front of the sponsor's suggestion. And so if someone from the other party makes a suggestion, you hate it. If a person from your party makes the exact same suggestion, you absolutely love it. That's lunacy. So God pointed out this scripture to me one time. Wisdom is proved right by all her actions. And then he took it a step further and he said, now in this situation that you're dealing with, that you've been dealing with for over a decade now, would you say that you are seeing godly change in that situation? And I said, no, sir, I don't believe that I am. We're just going around the same mountain over and over and over again. And then he said, well, so what if wisdom is proved right by all her actions, what does that say about your actions? And I said, well, it sounds like you've got a better way for me to operate. And so I laid my strategy and my plan at the altar that day, and I picked up God's plan and God's strategy that day. And even though it was a very bumpy road when I first began to implement God's strategy, it resulted in one of the most glorious transformations that I have ever seen. We just this last weekend had our board meeting, and we were celebrating the blessings of God that have been upon Merit Assembly of God. And I took a moment to take the board back, many of whom were not there when our journey began as pastors, and I reminded them of where the church had come from. And I will tell you this, that all of the transformation of Merit Assembly of God began when God said, look, I am about the business of redemption and missions, and I want you to join me on my task, on my assignment. And when you do, I'm going to transform the church. And so we set out on a journey to be a missions-minded church, and it has brought about a glorious transformation. Are we the largest church in town? Absolutely not. But I tell you, I just had someone this week saying, Pastor, there is so much peace in your church. And I said, yes, I appreciate that. There is so much peace, and you sense the presence of God. And listen, that was not from one of our members. That was someone who had just visited the church. And so I'm very thankful for what God has done. We took the spirit of division and contention, and we got that out of our normal operating system. We don't do that anymore. We're not in competition with other churches. We're in competition with the kingdom of hell, and we want them to be routed and defeated, and we need all of our brothers and sisters in Christ to be able to see that become a reality. And so we're thankful for the churches of Central Brevard County that are preaching the word of God, and we pray for those pastors and those churches, and we honor them for what they are doing. If they're doing something and it's better than we do, we say, praise God, we'll find something different to do. So operate with wisdom. So today, at this Christmas season, why don't you just begin to make a list of things in your life? It might be your parenting style. It might be the way that you approach your job, the way that you approach your finances, the way you approach your spiritual life, the way you approach your emotional life, your physical health, your retirement. Why don't you look at it and say, God, am I approaching this prudently as a servant of yours, or am I not? And so I can tell you that there are things in our life that we are striving rapidly. My wife and I are striving rapidly to bring those areas of life into the realm of wisdom. Okay? It said that, you know, if you find yourself in a bondage situation, to do what you can as quickly as possible to loose yourself from that oppression. And so that's what we are doing. He shall be exalted. My servant shall deal prudently, and he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Wisdom is never an embarrassing thing. It will always cause you to be exalted. When you operate your life the way that God wants you to, according to his word, it is going to bring elevation to you. It's in the sight of the Father, if nothing else. If you are faithful in that which is little, he says, I will make you faithful over much. If you are faithful with this, you will be faithful with true riches. If you are faithful with what belongs to another man, you will be faithful when I give you something to care for on your own. God is looking for faithful people. And so it is impossible. I told a story recently about a CEO that I read about. His first job was cleaning the toilets of a church. He was a church janitor. And he said, I decided that I did not want to be a church janitor forever. And so when I was doing my janitorial duties, I would go into a bathroom stall. I would shut the door behind me and I would look at every area of that bathroom stall. He said, I wasn't looking for it for the fastest way that I could do it. I was looking to see if there was something that needed to be cleaned, that if you just gave it a cursory glance, that you wouldn't see it. And he said, so I became the best church janitor that I could be. And I don't know how many jobs he went through before he finally became the CEO of his own company. But I'm telling you that if you are a janitor today, you become the best sanitation engineer that you could be. And it's going to open up other doors for you. And so Jesus today, the servant that we're talking about, who lived his life with wisdom, not with convenience in mind, he is exalted, he is extolled, he is worshiped, he is very high. He is exalted to the highest place. His name is a name above every other name. And he says, just as many were astonished at you, so his visage, capital H, was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. As we are here reflecting upon his birth, always remember this, that Jesus was born to die. He wasn't born to die by being thrown off of a cliff. He wasn't born to die because a jealous king decided to kill all of the babies that were born about the same time that Jesus was in that region. He wasn't born to die any death except for to be hung upon a tree. He was born to die a redemptive death so that you and I could be forgiven of our sins and reconciled to the Father. That's the other part of the story. I will also tell you this, that not only do I remember at Christmas time Jesus' virgin birth, but I remember that he was born to die. I remember the purpose of his birth, and I am reminded that he is coming again, that his first coming is going to bring a second coming as well. The different purpose, different manner of coming, but it is still going to happen. And so I wanted to share those with you. But this incarnation that we are talking about, that he was born to die, that when they sent him to the cross, visage, it means his image, that which is visible, or his form more than the sons of men, that it was marred more than any man. I have heard it said that in Jewish crucifixions that it was 40 lashes minus one, so 39 lashes, but that with a Roman crucifixion, it was not limited to the 39, that it was basically however many times they did it. So whenever you see a nice little neat picture of a very clean Jesus, you know, with just a little blood coming out of his wrist and just a little blood coming out of the crown of thorns upon his brow, or just a little blood around his feet and a nice little slit there where the spear went into his heart in between his ribs, I want you to understand that that is a sanitized version. That in actuality, when Jesus went to the cross, he was so radically transformed by the brutality of men that it was hard to recognize who he was. I have this thing that I recommend, and that is whenever you begin to throw a pity party for yourself, whenever you begin to feel sorry for yourself, I want to encourage you to get a copy of the Passion of the Christ, because that is about the closest that you will see, and even that falls short of what I believe the actual brutality was. If you don't want to hear the language that they use there, it's not in English, it's all in subscripts. Just turn the volume down and take a look at what a beating, what a transformation took place in Jesus' physical appearance, and then recognize that he did that because he loved you. Now, the good news is the damage of men was not eternal for him. He came back in such a manner, such a glorious manner, his resurrection. People recognized him. They knew who he was. And so I wanted to encourage you today that if you're going through a really difficult season, and sometimes you don't even know if you recognize yourself because of the afflictions that you are going through, I want to point you today to the reality that God's healing power is greater than men's power to wound. Verse number 15 says, So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. There's a note down here in the footnotes of my Bible that says, instead of the word sprinkle there, that it could be translated startle. So shall he startle many nations, kings shall shut their mouths at him. I want you to know today that this person that was wounded beyond recognition, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's not intimidated by the crown on your head. We're intimidated by the crown on his. He is sovereign over all the nations of the earth. It doesn't matter if every nation on planet Earth decides that it's going to rebel against God or his son. It will not prevail. It is a plan that will not succeed. This king will shut their mouths. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. In church history, there are literally examples that when a king was not walking the line in faith, that he was deposed. he was removed from office. He was removed from all of the luxury that he was accustomed to, and he was left on his own without covering. And you know, I know that much of that was done from a carnal men standpoint, but I'm telling you that when the word of God says in multiple places that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that means that every person before 2016, all of your ancestors, all of your descendants, you, me, every politician, every monarch, every dictator, every person that has ever lived, every person that ever claimed they were God, every one of them is going to bow their knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God is righteous in all of his judgments. So it says that they're going to be left speechless in the presence of God. It says, for things that they had not been told, they shall see, and what they had not heard, they shall consider. So you've got a Roman soldier who is there at the crucifixion of Jesus, and he sees everything that has gone on. He has probably been involved in the process from the very beginning, and when he sees how Jesus dies, he says, truly, this was the Son of God. It doesn't matter what background you come from today. It doesn't matter if you were raised in church or not raised in church. Doesn't matter if you've ever heard the gospel before or not. I just ask you today to consider this Christ child who went on to become the Savior of the world. You will, I remember when the Passion of the Christ came out and there were nations that were banning the movie. And I remember this one foreign film critic, he said, I watched that movie and I did not think of the word love one time when I saw that movie. And, you know, all I could think of at that point in time is that the word of God is spiritual and it must be spiritually discerned, because when I look at that movie and I see the price that Jesus paid for me, I can't help but know that he loves me. And if he went through that personally for me, how will he not withhold any good gift from me? He will move heaven and earth on your behalf today. He says in his word that as a child of God, that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, that today that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. There is so much that has been made available because Jesus was willing to pay the very high price for our sin so that we could be reconciled to the Father. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Today, I encourage you, don't forfeit, don't deprive yourself of any of your spiritual inheritance today. Father, today I come to you, and I want to thank you that you loved the world so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Jesus, I want to say thank you for being willing to come and be born to a virgin named Mary and be raised in an obscure little village where you were surrounded by the angels in heaven. Jesus, I want to thank you for paying the price for my sin. And Lord, I just want to say today that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that my sin grieved you, that it broke your heart. And today, Lord, I pray that if there's anybody listening, that they would say yes to you as their Lord and their Savior. They would say yes to asking you to forgive them of their sins. They would say yes to you being the Lord of their life. Lord, today, we thank you for the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.